Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. McCuskey moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. Callaway scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-1 in the game. Lepon strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-1 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Hutchinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Evers reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Harry Bird now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hutchinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-2 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evers is hit by the pitch. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Hutchinson trying to get to home. Leaner throws the ball into Astroth, who tags Hutchinson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 13-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 14-1, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Evers reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Evers moves to third. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evers scores. Two outs. It's 15-1, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Harry Bird. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Moses reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Joost moves to second. It's 15-2, Tigers. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. McCuskey moves to third. It's 15-3, Tigers. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McCuskey scores. Two outs. It's 15-4, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gleiman juggles the ball. That's an error on Gleiman. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evers takes first base on ball four. Wirtz moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a line drive towards first. Callaway catches it and steps on first to double up Hitchcock. Two outs. Ed Gleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 15, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Hutchinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Hutchinson moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutchinson scores. LePon moves to third. It's 16-4, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 4-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger bunts towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCuskey moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's 16-5, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.